Yeah, I think a lot of you know, but I just want to say again what an incredible miracle the nation of Israel is. What an incredible witness to the fact that the word of God is true, that the Jews are living back on the land of Israel. So for 2,500 years, there was no nation state of Israel. And for 2,000 years, the Jews were scattered all over the world, not living on their own land. But 70 years ago, next year is this big celebration in May, the state, oh, it's this year now, oh, yeah, everything. We crossed over from to 2017 to 2018. So it's this year that the state of Israel was born as a nation, proving beyond any doubt that the God of the Bible, the God of Israel, He is God. But you know, there is one other thing that it talks about in the scriptures. God's plan was not just to bring the people back to the land and leave them there on the land as a testimony, but the second part of the promise is that He would bring them back to Himself. That He would bring them back to Himself by revelation of the Messiah. And so, you know, when Israel became a nation 70 years ago, there was only one handful of believers in the land of Israel. Just a few. Just a small number. A tiny remnant. And now, there has been such incredible growth. It's actually still just a drop in the bucket. There is about 20,000 believers, Jewish believers, in the God of Israel in the land, in the Messiah of Israel. They believe in the God, but in the Messiah, Yeshua, that have come to faith. And of those, only about 2,000 to 3,000 were the first fruits, those born in the land. Okay, so it's a minority of a minority. So God is moving now, and He's starting. It's beginning to reign in Israel. As the time of the Gentiles is coming to fulfillment, to closure, God is starting to open up again, and the spotlight is going back to Israel. And so we are working in the land. We're doing tours and all kinds of things. But behind it all is to bring the gospel to the Jewish people. And so Shirley and David are both first fruits in the land. People whose family were in the diaspora for thousands of years and then brought back to the land, and they have come to faith in Yeshua. So David's just going to share a little bit about our trips and a little bit of his testimony, and then Shirley's going to show you our new magazine.
Okay, thank you, Liz. Well, so first of all, Trish, I'm happy you like my driving. You know what they say, you know this joke about the pastor, right, that went to heaven? And he saw all his community in heaven, and then he saw the driver, you know, of the community. And then he wanted to come in, and they said to him, you know, you have to go for a trial, you know, we have to judge you. And he said, what? It cannot be. I mean, the driver is inside all the community, and I was the pastor. So they said to him, look, I mean, when you were preaching, everybody was sleeping. But then he was driving, everybody was praying. So she was praying really hard. So I got a few points. So anyway, my name is David, and I'm really blessed to be here in New Zealand. I was walking a few days ago in the nature, and I felt so God have such a His love is manifested here in New Zealand in such a strong way. I couldn't believe that. I just wanted to lay on the ground and to hug the ground. I felt like, honestly, I'm in a place where there's nothing to harm you, no bad animal, no snakes, nothing bad, no jackals, no wolves, nothing really. For me, it's amazing. I never experienced this before. And, you know, I live in a place where we are 6 million Jews, and around us there's 300 million Arabs that most of them don't like us, you know. I say to people, you know, as a Jew in Israel, my blood is the most expensive, you know. Everybody wants it around, you know. So it's such an amazing to be in a place where there's, you know, you guys in an island, there's no enemies, it's just such an amazing place. I just wanted to lay on the ground and just, I wanted to cry. I felt God's love manifested here. I never felt it before in this way, in this aspect. And the land is just amazing. Anyway, we have a joke in Israel. We say, you know, God promised to Abraham. He said to him, "I'll give you the promised land, the land of milk and honey, and everybody will sit under his grape and figs and grape and vine, you know, and everybody will be happy." And Abraham was saying, "Wow, God, thank you so much. It sounds amazing." You know, and Abraham was going. And the angels, they came to God and said to him, "You know, God, you're giving the children of Israel this wonderful land of milk and honey, and everybody will sit under his grape and vine, and they will have so much fun, and they will go astray. They will forget about you. You know, they will just, they will not have any challenges." So God said to them, "Don't worry, you know, I'm giving them this wonderful land and everything, but wait till they meet their neighbors." So we say we live in a rough neighborhood, you know. So that's the situation. But anyway, it's right now it's very peaceful in Israel. Actually, we had this year, 2017, we had the most tourists that came to Israel. We had 3.6 million people that came, and everything was safe, everything was fine. It was actually the biggest amount of people that came to Israel. Our prime minister he met the 3 million tourists that came, and he gave her a private tour in Israel. So it was very special in this time. And when I just walked into this church, something made me really happy is this cross and the menorah. You know, I thought, wow, this is so beautiful. You know, this is the truth, you know. Many times I meet Christians and, before I was a believer, I brought up into a Jewish family. My family is coming from Iran. Basically, 2,500 years ago, my family went to exile in Babylon. And in 1951, they came back to Israel, all came back to Israel, like the prophecies. And I grew up as a kind of religious, very traditional Jew. I went to a yeshiva, to a religious school. And anyway, later on, I didn't find what I was looking for there. And later on, I came to faith. And it's an amazing, what God did in my life is so amazing, and so many things happened to me. I studied Buddhism and Hinduism. You know, in the beginning, my girlfriend left me, went with my best friend. God really, really broke me. And later on, I realized that all those things happening to me because God wanted to break me and to bring me to Him. Anyway, later on, I came to faith. God revealed Himself to me in India, and I came to faith. And the most amazing thing that happened after that, I started to meet Christians. And before that, you know, the Christians for me were you know, how do you say,
unclean.
Unclean, or basically, I couldn't have a friend. I never had a friend that is not Jewish, you know, because the un-Jews are, you know. We say we have this fence between us. We cannot really come closer to each other. But since I became a believer, actually my best friends became Christians. And till today, most of my best friends are Christians. And actually, my heart, you know, God put on my heart, you know, the nations, the Christian. As a Jew, you know, I feel that my job is to speak to the nations, speak peace to the nations, and to say to them, "Hey, we are one." You know, we are one. I mean, actually, you know, I read in the Bible that, you know, when you come to faith, you're grafted into the olive tree of Israel, and basically, you become part of Israel. Basically, you guys are Israelis. So, basically, according to the Bible, this is the reality. I mean, you're becoming part of Israel. So you guys are part of us, and we are part of you. And this is why I really like this, you know, because it's such a for me, some level of unity. I don't see it in many churches or in many places. But anyway, the good news I wanted to we wanted to share. So Liz is a good friend of mine. I met her some years ago, and I really love her heart. She's a wonderful woman of God. I'm really happy that we met. She's doing, basically her heart is to connect Israel and New Zealand together, to bring people from New Zealand, to connect them to Israel. And this is also my heart. I think it's very important for Christians to come to Israel, to get to know their roots, their land, you know, to many, I'm kind of a company's tourist in Israel. And one of the things that I saw, that many people that are coming to Israel, many Christians that are coming to Israel, they had a revelation and something opened for them. Almost everybody that comes to Israel. And I wish that more people will come and more people will experience Israel, will experience the Holy Land. I think it's very important. And anyway, Liz experienced this too, and she has on her heart to bring more people from New Zealand. She opened a non-profit organization. She doesn't make any money on it. She just wants people to come. And she opened a tour company, and she will have trust. And she will have 5 tours this year to Israel. I will work on this with her. And I really want... We have the registration forms here. We wanted to share with you about it. If you know people that want to come to Israel, I think it's a great opportunity. Who have on his heart to come to Israel? Okay. Okay. That's really great. So I really want to... Yeah, so maybe we can later give you the forms. If anybody wants, you know, can take them. Okay. Amazing. And also, Liz is doing many things in Israel. Basically, she's like a mother, you know, to many believers in Israel. She's bringing people to her house. She's kind of gathering the believers together. And she's also, the second magazine she was... And Shirley, yeah, she was writing about it. So My Story is one of the magazines, and I think it's a great thing to read. I mean, how what God did in my life. I'm coming from a family of business people. I was actually a diamond broker before I came to faith. I used to work all over the world, and the way God changed my life is so powerful. It's so amazing, you know. So anyway, I'm happy to be here. Yay. Thank you. And Shirley.
Thank you, David. I just want to say something about coming to Israel. It's always special to come to Israel. But this year, it's especially special. Anybody has a clue why? We're going to celebrate 70 years since the rebirth of Israel, coming this May. And I think it's going to be amazing celebration. I think the Lord is going to do something special this year in Israel. So even if you've been to Israel, this will be your year to go back. It will be very special. I want to talk a little bit about our magazine. You know, Liz came to me. Liz and I are very good friends. And she came to me and said, I want to make a special magazine. Something very unique that, you know, has never been done. And I do believe this magazine is very special. This is our first issue. The magazine is called Edut. And it's Edut in Hebrew means testimony. And this magazine is full of testimonies of Israelis, Jewish people, who have come to know their Messiah, Yeshua. And this is really a testimony to what God is doing among His people today in the land. And so it's a very special magazine. It's written with a heart to evangelize. It's, you know, we translated it to Hebrew, and we want to just give it to Israelis and give them over, you know. hand them out in the street. The magazine has nice pictures of Israel. It has Bible teaching from a Jewish perspective. You know, this particular one is talking about the story of Abraham. And I just want to say one thing, you know. When you learn the Bible and you get into the Hebrew language, there's so many things that you can glean, you know, from it. And, you know, when God came to Abraham and he told him, come and leave everything and come follow me, he used a very special phrase that is only found in the Bible in two places. And he said to him, Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha is, you know, go for your own sake. Go for you. You know, I'm giving you a proposition. Come for your own sake. Leave everything behind. Come follow me. And Abraham did, right? He left everything and he followed him. And this phrase, Lech Lecha, is found only in another place in the Bible, and it's in the story of Abraham as well, when God tells him, now, Lech Lecha, to Mount Moriah, and take your only son, your beloved son, and sacrifice him. And so again, leave everything behind. Come and give everything that you love to me. And this is for your own good. And isn't it true that it was for his own good? Because, you know, it's amazing. God is called God, the God of Abraham. Yeah? How would you like the creator of heaven and earth to be named after you, the God of Abraham? So that's in our first edut. And in our second issue that just came out is, you see this handsome guy? You recognize him? This handsome guy, David, is featured in our magazine, and his testimony is amazing. Really. And there's so many things really worth reading in this magazine. So I really encourage you to pick up one or two in the back. It's my pleasure to be here with you today. The Lord bless you. It always touches my heart to see how much love there is for Israel outside the land. So God bless you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Shirley and David. And Shirley and David will be here after the service and talk to, you know, you can come and talk to them, ask them any questions. Wonderful, wonderful friends and wonderful people of God. So.